Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. Summer is coming and that means vacation. But if you are a parent, you know how fast your kids grow. And that means nothing from last summer will fit. And we need to get the kids new summer clothes. Well, if you're looking for summer clothes for the kids like me, you are in luck. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus free shipping when you spend $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in-store.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
All right, so welcome to part two of Wind Down. Everyone, welcome my fiancé, Alan Russell, on the podcast.
We get to keep him forever.
He's like, what did I sign up for?
He's like, it's me and my three wives. This is awkward.
So Mark, that's Mark. That's our, we call him Daddy. That sounds a little weird. Yeah.
That's very strange.
He's like the podcast dad. Mark is a huge soccer fan. And so he was the one who said, I think you should date a soccer player.
A football player.
Oh, yep. Sorry.
That's established.
That just seemed like right to me. It just seemed right.
Okay.
I don't know why that was in my head, but it seemed right, and it turned out to be very prescient.
I mean, you're kind of a psychic, Mark.
Maybe I am.
Could have used you about 9 years ago, Big Mark. Okay. The old magic eight ball didn't have much to say.
So, do you have any questions, Mark? I know you have to go soon.
I mean, I have a lot of questions. I'm trying to think of where to begin. I guess we'll start with how long have you known? How long have you known that you were going to be taking a knee?
Oh, she told you that I took a knee.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's what she told me.
Pretty much, yeah, from the moment I met her, really.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
You knew very quickly she was the one.
I did, yeah.
Wow. That's lovely. I feel like I have lots of questions about you, and I hate to double up if this has been covered on the pod before, but
we haven't, honestly. He's very private, so like I haven't even said like his anything, like really truly. I mean, I've really respected his privacy on things, but I mean, he can
should I also respect his privacy on things and not ask these questions?
Well, I think people want to get to know him, and I think he's open to.
I would like to, yes.
Yeah, so let's try it.
Well, have you been married before?
I have, yeah.
Go ahead. Okay, you have kids?
Yeah, I've got a little boy who will be 16 this year and a stepdaughter who will be 24.
24, oh wow.
And you were married for? So,
I was married for 11 years.
Together
like 16 years, 15, 16 years.
Wow. Okay. I mean, I don't need to get into that stuff. I mean, that seems like your business. But so it's a blended family, but not like in a, you know, where the kids will be playing together. Like there's a big age gap there.
Yeah, there's a few age gaps, yeah. But they all got on well.
Yeah. That's good. And Jana's met the kids, adult and teenager, and everything hit it off well.
Yeah, yeah, it was nice. They were out here, what, about 3 weeks ago? Mm-hmm. 3-4 weeks ago. So they're here for like 10-11 days, so it was nice.
And how are we going to handle logistics here of London to Nashville?
I go back for about 10 days a month. So I've got, first and foremost, I go back to see my kids. And then I've got some business stuff back in London as well. So, yeah, roughly well, about 10 days a month.
A soccer coach, football coach, right?
I'm a football coach, yeah, but I've got a protein bar business as well, which I go back for.
Oh, wow. But during the season, the football season, you wouldn't have to be there full time?
I would. At the moment, I mean, I stepped away from my last club about 9-10 weeks ago. And at the moment, I'm just weighing up the options of where to go next, whether it's whether it's UK or whether it's America.
Oh, wow. Oh, so, okay. That's great. So we're undecided as to where the, like, you know, the marital home might be, or maybe it'd be an international. You'd have multiple.
Well, yeah. I think if we're going to go international, we need to talk to the rest of the couch. Yeah. Because the rest of the couch is a little codependent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Feels fair. We're not moving, are we?
I think we'll have a home in both sides of the water. That's nice.
Well, I can't wait to visit the other home.
I think home base is, you know, we have definitely the new Nashville home. And then, you know, I've always said to him, like, wherever the job takes you, like, I just want you to be happy and successful in your career. Like, we'll be fine regardless, which is, again, very new for me. But I trust him and I trust what we have. And I'm like, we'll figure it out. Like, I think you make work what you really want. So,
and if I'm correct, you two, this is another example of a dating app success story.
No, wrong.
No. Oh, I read that somewhere.
Yeah. He DM'd me.
Oh, so it was app based, but not like Raya. This is like an Instagram DM.
No, we did not meet on Raya.
Why? What drew you to her in the first place? Were you a fan?
No. He's a big One Tree Killer, Mark.
Well?
No. My friend got a job here in Memphis as a head coach. And we discussed me possibly coming out to work with him. So I was looking a lot on my phone on the Memphis and Nashville area. And as your phone does, it picks up algorithms and spits things out onto your phone, and this little face popped up.
I didn't know that. That's cute.
And then did you, like, if it's me, I'm doing my homework at that point. I'm looking in, I'm Googling her, I'm seeing who she is and what she's all about. Did you do that before you asked her out?
I didn't look into it too much, no. I didn't do a full background check, no.
No, that's just what psycho girls do. what I do.
That's what I would have done. Did you know that she was a musician, that she was an actress, this stuff?
I knew she was a musician, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. And you,
and you
like
knew
her
that
music?
I was a mom.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, so you knew those things and then...
Yeah, I mean, obviously I knew, once I looked up who she was, I knew about being an actress and the music industry, and that she looked like an amazing mom and had a couple of amazing kids. So I knew that, yeah.
And his message was very respectful. Sorry, go ahead.
That's what I want to hear. Yeah. I want to hear that initial message, roughly.
Yeah, roughly. I actually can't remember.
Because I don't know. This could be educational for people. Like, how do you do that? Like, a stranger to another stranger DMing them with romantic interests. Like, it's more than just a hey, right? It's like a, hi, I'm Alan. I'd like to get to know you better. Like, what is it? What's the vibe?
I think it was, I mean, I'm quite a traditional person anyway. So I think it was very respectful and mannerly. And I think it was along the lines of, you look like an amazing person, a great mom, and it would be, it'd be good to connect. Something along those lines. So don't quote my words on that.
But it was was really handsome and like not slimy. That was the part that was, it was very appropriate and just like courtship, like.
So this was immediately shared with you two when she got this DM.
Duh, Mark. Mark, but we're all marrying Alan. This matters to all of us.
But it also was something where I saw it and I'm like, oh, he lives in London. Like, I'm not And at that point, I was very happy being single and like I was good. And so I kind of let the message go for a bit. And then for some reason, I kept thinking, I'm like, there was this football player coach, I think, like he. And so I kept going kind of back to the message. And then I gave him, we kind of WhatsApped a few times, but then I went away again for a few weeks and then he would text. And but he stayed pretty, you stayed pretty persistent.
Did you know that 95% of pregnant women are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s? That's where Ritual comes in. Their prenatal contains 350 milligrams of eco-friendly, vegan omega-3 DHA in every serving, sourced from algal oil instead of fish. I loved Ritual. I took it when I was pregnant with Roman. I also now take their multivitamin. It's just an amazing everyday thing that I know is good for the body. A prenatal multivitamin made traceable with vegan, bioavailable, and clinically studied key nutrients for before and during pregnancy, like omega-3 DHA to support baby's brain development and choline and methylated folate to support baby's neural tube development. Their vitamins are rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. Ritual works with world-class certification bodies to validate their products. Why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/wine. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/wine for 25% off. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. They always say moms are really hard to shop for, but the truth is moms will love everything, especially if it's coming from Macy's. Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. You can shop by price, $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more. So if you don't know what to get them, Macy's got you covered. Or they have gift lists if you are really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, for the plant lover or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana perfume, Coach floral printed leather, Cassie crossbody bag. Whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop Macy's.com/giftfinder.
Was the first date here or there?
Well, so he was like, hey, you know, if you want to come over here. And then I was like, mm-mm. Like, if you want to meet, like, yeah, I don't know this guy. You know what I mean? Like, if you want to meet,
yeah, for sure,
come here. And I have kids. Yes. And I'm like, I'm not doing that, you know? And so he had a...
Yeah, I was already in the US. So I made a short trip to Nashville from where I was.
And yeah, he was, again, very respectful, very... And then the second we met at the one hotel in Nashville, and when he turned around, it was like I was living my... I told the girls, I was like, it was like we were in our own version of like a Christmas movie, because like the lights were already up in the hotel. And like he's wearing this long like pea coat, and just like I just see like his behind, you know, his jacket, but I knew it was him. And so I was like, I'm walking into the hotel, and then I go, hi. And he turns around like slow-mo. It was like a slow-mo thing with like a little the ends of his pea coat kind of like in the wind. And he's like, you know, he says, I can't impersonate his accent to save my life, but he was just like, hello, like Jonna, because he, that's how he says my name. And I was just like, oh, I'm done. Done. Donezo. Wow.
And did you feel the same, Alan, when you saw her in person? You were pretty pleased?
I did, yeah.
Pretty pleased.
Pretty pleased, yeah.
And was it just drinks? The first day was drinks at the bar, hotel bar?
And did we get food?
So what happened was...
Did we get food?
Just drinks.
No, well, what happened was is we were sitting down. We got a drink. He's like, what would you like to drink? And I was like, I'll take a glass of wine, I think I said. And he got a drink. But then someone approached me. They're like, oh my God, I'm like One Tree Hill. And I was so embarrassed. Oh. I was so embarrassed.
You shouldn't be embarrassed. That's a big deal. That's like an aphrodisiac. Like, oh my gosh. She has fans.
So after I paid that girl $20, she left Alan and Jana alone. It was just for the effect, you know? We gotta ball yeah, out a little.
Nice effect.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. No. But then we ended up kind of trying to find a different place to go. And then we ended up going up to his suite, but we just stayed in the suite department and we ordered Taken, remember? Because I didn't want anyone to see us. Because it was like, you know, even though I felt mad attraction and a connection, you have to be careful. There's people around Nashville that talk. And so I just wanted to keep it quiet and private. And so we had a lovely time. And then I saw him the next day and the next day. And then we FaceTimed.
By seeing him the next day, do you mean that you saw him the next morning? Or
I had children. I had a sitter and I had to go home. And that's the responsible Christian thing to do, was to go home.
In Jesus' name, amen. I just want to clarify for the folks.
Yes, I went home.
She went home. No, I know. Okay. They need to know.
And then he left.
Because you were in the suite, so I just want to clarify.
Yes.
Yeah. I understand the couch.
And then he went back to England a couple days later. And then that was my, I started flying there.
Yeah. I need to go soon, but I do have one more question. I want to set the scene for the listeners that he's very handsome, as you all have Googled by now, I'm sure. But he's in a black t-shirt, he's in black jeans, and he's in flip-flops. And I'm not sure how I feel about the flip-flops. Jana, your thoughts?
The most American thing about him.
They're his house slippers.
Yeah, and you don't mind that, huh?
No, I like a guy in flip-flops. He actually never, always in trainers. So it's like, it's weird to actually see him in flip flops.
Yeah, what's wrong with flip flops, Mark?
I know if I were walking around my house in flip flops, I would get, my wife would be like, what's going on? What are you doing?
Oh, really?
Really?
Let's put those away. Okay. Yeah. I just think guys' feet aren't attractive. Does he have nice feet?
No.
He has cute man feet. I confirmed just now when you said the flip flops, I had to take a good gander.
I forget.
Like a long life of playing football, I feel like there's some damage done to those.
Yeah,
those
some scars things, and some broken toes. And
yeah, I'll bet.
But yeah. I knew I was sitting with them underneath the table, so.
I actually have a question for you.
They wouldn't be on view.
Mark had asked a question, so that when part one of the podcast, I was like, you know, the announcement is I'm engaged. And he was taken aback a little bit, given the short time period mm-hmm. in which we got engaged.
Okay.
Does that bother you at all? Like how quick we got engaged? Or I mean, I guess not because you proposed, but I'm like, and then also a two part to that is when you looked up my past, did any of that bother you with my past, like divorces and marriages and relationships?
No, I think, I mean, to answer the first question, I don't know if it was your question, Mark, or whether it's yours.
Well, yeah, I was wondering why, what the rush is necessarily. Why not wait a little longer?
I'll try and not be blunt about this. So I think you see people who wait for years and years and years to get engaged and get married. And I mean, I've got friends who've waited years and then they get engaged and they're split up a year later, 6 months later, or they get married and they're split up 3-4 years later. And they've waited years to do it. I've got friends who did it within weeks and have been together for over 20 years. So I'm not so sure there's a set way to do things. If something feels right in your heart and in your soul, then I think you should follow it. We've got a relationship we trust each other and it's built on respect and for each other. And yeah, I didn't, there was no, there was no rush to do anything at all. It just, it felt right.
Well, I think that's lovely. I think that's great. If when you know, as they say, right? So yeah, I mean, why not? And she also mentioned you're not going to actually tie the knot for a while yet. So it's not, in that sense, is you're not really rushing into anything.
No, well, not at all.
It's just a commitment.
What about the past stuff?
Yeah, that's a good question, John. I kind of wish I'd asked that one.
I was really I was taking your energy of like, okay, what would Mark ask?
It's a good one. Thank that's you. A good one.
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, everyone, regardless of what the past has been, everyone has a past. But it's how they've learned and grown and managed those situations. And I don't judge Jana on anything from the past. I don't judge anyone on anything from the past as long as they show up for me, and the people that I love and the people that are important to me, then, it shows that they've grown from any sort of decisions or mistakes that might have been made in the past. And for me, that's attractive. And it's just one of the many things that is hugely attractive about Jana, is how she has all had all these upsets in the past, but she moves forward. She's a little warrior. Mm-hmm. And that's attractive.
I think you're getting a good version of Jana. I think you are. Is everyone crying in the room?
I've got tears. I think Kat's okay.
Always.
Kat's good.
Kat's good is as very on brand.
Our little warrior.
I might have a little tear.
Oh,
you guys got a tear.
Yeah.
Aww.
I'm not
heartless.
I'm happy for you. I think it's great. I think you're getting a great version of Jana. She's done a lot of work on herself. She's been through a lot of stuff, and I wish you both happily ever after.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for popping on.
And pleasure to meet you.
My pleasure. Pleasure to meet you. I hope we'll see you around.
Bye, Mark.
Bye, Mark.
Get you on the show frequently.
talk football.
We love you, Mark.
Girls, do you have...
I love you guys.
Bye,
thank
Mark.
You.
Girls, do you have any last things you want to say to Alan?
Hey, sis.
No, I'm just glad we get to keep Alan forever. I wrote that when she sent the picture. I was like, you guys, we get to keep Alan.
Yeah, you do.
I did, because I love him.
Yeah. It's wild, though, right? Like,
we have just really put up with a lot of douchebags, and I just am so thankful we have, like, a man in our world now who's just, like, respectful and sees you for who you are and, like, can handle his own shit. Like, my favorite thing about Alan is that Alan is such a secure person in himself, mm-hmm. so, like, he mm-hmm. gets to come in and, like, finally you get someone to, like, step in and partner up with you instead of mm-hmm. attaching to and clinging to, and, like, it just... I can't. I just love him so much.
Well, and I think, like, you know, I can go, okay, what's my part? Like, I, you know, in the past, like, I attached, I clinged, you know, because I was still had a lot of work I had to do, too. So I think where we're at is we both did the work, and then we found each other.
Yeah. The timing was good.
Yeah. Timing was perfect.
Remember our little Christmas party, Queendom?
Yes.
I'll never forget it.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll never. She's like...
I did. Uh-huh. I did.
You did.
I have a video.
I'll never forget it.
You guys, I have a video saying, I know this sounds crazy, yeah. but I'm going to marry him.
Yep. And we were all like asking a million questions and you were just smiling. You're like,
I was just like, I know.
I'm
just
crazy.
Know.
I'm going to marry him.
I know. That
and
was
then
like,
there was me. I was like, oh, she said she's going to marry him. She's going to marry him. The hopeless romantics. They just
we all
unite.
We all had our personalities that night.
Yeah.
Like everyone. It was.
I know. Sarah's like, I mean, like, all of you guys, yeah.
They're like, how is this going to work? Pamela's like getting out the globe and spinning it. Like...
And I'm like, I know. I don't know why or how or what, but I will marry this man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then I started Googling what a Scottish bridesmaid could look like, and I just really went with it for a minute.
Yeah, we have not discussed those details yet, but maybe next year.
Are you guys, you're going to be one of the brides that doesn't have any bridesmaids after all this time.
No, I'll have, it's all queendom.
Well, TBD. Queendom goes to the kingdom, remember? I hope it's in the UK.
But also, why TBD?
Well, I mean, I want her to make her own decisions on what the wedding looks like.
Hey, we make decisions together.
True.
I know, but she has Alan now. We have to start to, like,
fine. We have to start to have a let your girl detachment.
Go. You have to let me go.
Let's not get crazy. We're all marrying now.
I do have one question. Would you be upset if the wedding wasn't in England or Scotland, or like if I was like, we're doing it up in the hills of Tennessee?
I love it. I'm here for it. I just want you guys to be happy. I love you so much. This has just been so fun for me.
Me too, but I'd love Scotland.
Please. Well, she's going to have a vacation home there. I was kind of counting that we'll go back and forth because right, okay, right, okay. They already said we're going to have like dual.
You do residence. Realize you're marrying queendom.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. I get that.
He's already figured that out. And yeah. I love the relationship that you have with Sarah and Julie and Pam and Kristen, obviously, and Catherine. It's cute.
Yeah, they're all great. Every one of them.
All right. All of us. Alan, any last words? Any last words, my love?
No.
Okay. I love you.
I love you too.
Oh, the accent. You're welcome, wine downers.
Okay. All right. We'll see you next week for another announcement.
Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with real Japanese matcha, perfect for hot or cold brewing. Matcha is rich in vitamin C, catechins, EGCGs, and L-theanine. Enjoy a delicious matcha latte or smoothie with this convenient green tea powder made from Japan's treasured matcha, finely milled from high-quality green tea leaves. Get 25% off all matcha love products on Itoan using code JANA. That's code JANA at itoen.com. Available on Amazon and itoen.com. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but look
so,
at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.